Wishing you a beautiful Monday, and I hope you had a gorgeous weekend. And thank you so much again for being a part of It's Time For Me as we move through this month all about harnessing the energy of 2020. By now, I hope you've had time to look at the Soul Journal that is in the link that I sent you last week, and it's beneath this audio as well if you didn't get a chance. It really is just to give you some food for thought to help you journal through questions that are there that are going to help you harness the energy of this year of 2020 and prepare yourself for that. But on top of that, we're also going to have a live class this week. I need to do the class on Wednesday the 22nd at 9 o'clock instead of Thursday night. And I have some really special stuff that night. So if you join me live, I'm going to be picking an individual angel card for all of you, and I'll be able to read it to you live on screen. It'll be one for each of you. If you're watching the replay, I won't be able to pick the card for you. It can only be if you join me live. We're also going to be going through the journals and doing some journaling ourselves, having a chat about more about the energy of 2020 and what that is going to mean for you, how it's going to impact all of us over the course of the next few months, and what we can do to really, as this month is all about, harness this. So one of the biggest things that has come up for me in terms of people I've read for over the last number of days has all been about our sense of our deeper intuition. There's a veil that's lifting at the moment, which is about what 2020 is showing us, where we're being really called to step up and into ourselves and into our full and true selves. Now, explain a little bit of this, the paragraph at the top of this page, where I'm talking about how now more than ever, we're being required to elevate our consciousness and really elevate ourselves. And what I've seen in this past week, I had a very intense week of readings, probably the biggest, busiest week of readings I've had in a very, very long number of years. But it was just this sense of people really not being fully themselves. Now, I don't want that to sound like really cliche, oh, be your real self or be your true self, like a big positive statement. It's a lot more than that. You know, we're really being required to be our true and real selves because we have a purpose and a mission for being here. And for us to fulfill that purpose, as well as like serving the planet and serving others and serving ourselves, we've got to be feeling good and clear in ourselves. So when we talk about self-care, which is deep, fundamental care of our core self, that obviously takes part of it. But really, it's about whether or not you're being authentically yourself. Now, our authentic self doesn't mean we're going to just go out there and just say whatever we want and do whatever we want because that's what we feel. I'm not talking about that harsh energy. When I'm talking about being our authentic selves, it's about feeling in alignment with ourselves, feeling in balance with ourselves, feeling connected with ourselves, making sure our boundaries are good, making sure we've got the right people in our life and that we're able to move forward in our lives in the best way possible. That when you do that, it allows you then to open up this door to wonderful, wonderful things. So if you're sitting in your fears too much, if you're sitting in negative thinking too much, if you're allowing other people's emotions to take over your own emotions, if you don't have boundaries around you, all of these things chip away at us individually and they stop us from being our true and real self. It comes into how we feel in our bodies, how we feel in our minds, how we feel on our soul level. But ultimately is about feeling good. And now more than ever, like I was saying in that paragraph at the top of this page, we're being asked to do that because the planet really needs us to step up so that we can elevate the consciousness of other people, really realize their interconnectivity with each other, and also realize like just how powerful and important we are. And this isn't about going in to, you know, a narcissistic headspace and just focusing on us. The real reason we're doing this and cleansing and healing ourselves truly to a very deep level is so that we can therefore help everybody else in our lives or people we come across or people, you know, we're meant to meet to do the same. And, you know, if you think about that, it actually is like a really lovely, I suppose I don't use the word responsibility, but a lovely time you've been offered to do that, to think that you can impact people and impact the world. There really is nothing greater than that. But it doesn't mean that to do that, the old way of thinking is, well, I have to suffer so other people can succeed. It's like, no, I have to succeed and therefore other people can succeed after that. So your receptivity, your creativity, your nurturing and your nourishing are fundamental key aspects of what we need to look at for harnessing the energy of 2020. Being your authentic self, which is being fully in alignment with yourself, minding yourself, clearing, cleansing the self. You know, I feel personally for me, I've gone on a really, really dark, probably, like I said, a really negative journey over the last like 5 or 6 years of having to go through a lot of difficult things. And I'm sure all of you are no different in that. And now I can kind of sit and say, okay, like I understand why all of that had to happen. I understand the reasons and the triggers and the reactions just aren't there anymore because I've had to go through the same thing again and again and again and again. It's like it's worn itself out. And that's what I hope for you. Of course, I still have more lessons. Of course, I have more to evolve through in life. Of course, different circumstances and new things are going to come up. But what also is key here is that when we are working on things and processing things, our response to stressful things that will come up in the future will actually be less and less. So I just want you to think about that for today. Think about where you're sitting. Thinking about where are your fears and are your fears too high? Are your boundaries too low? Are you procrastinating too much? Are those things in the driving seat of your life? Or is your intuition in the driving seat, which is guiding you and leading you and you're listening to it and you're hearing it more importantly? Is your love for yourself in the driving seat? Is your desire and your want for you to succeed in the driving seat? Who's actually in the driving seat of your life right now? We'll look more at this in the class on Wednesday night, but who is in the driving seat right now? So I'm going to do this audio today that you've listened to. We're going to have the class Wednesday night. You're going to have an audio Thursday and you're going to have an audio Sunday this week. So you'll get texts obviously today, Thursday and Sunday. But do feel free in between if you have any questions ever to send them to me by text. And I get texts individually from you. So even though I have a scheduling app of how I send the texts, like, they still go to you individually, not as part of a group text. So if you reply to me, it's only coming back to me. So do feel free at any time. And I wish you a beautiful Monday. And I look forward to connecting with you all on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock.